Hello, my friends. Welcome to Advent Through the Word 2025. My name is Chris Langham, and I am so honored to join you this Advent. I'm also excited. Christmas is on the way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas, upon which the entire kid year revolves. Okay, so that was a line from A Christmas Story. But I really do love this season. Christmas lights, Christmas trees, Christmas songs, Christmas movies. It's all finally here. And there's one thing that A Christmas Story gets right that's at the very heart of Advent. Anticipation. Anticipation is a powerful force. It affects you, holds your focus, and reminds you to prepare. Have you ever had your mind fixed on one calendar date? The game, the presentation, the test, or even the arrival? Anticipation drives you. Now, the various traditions of Advent go back 16 centuries. Not quite to Bible times, but the idea of preparing hearts and minds for Jesus is thoroughly biblical. In Isaiah 40, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." That call to prepare the way was a prophecy delivered 600 years before Jesus' time. That's a lot of preparation, a lot of anticipation. Advent literally means arrival, as we await the arrival of the baby Jesus at Christmas. And just before Jesus arrived, God sent a messenger to fulfill that prophecy. John the Baptist's whole job was to prepare hearts to meet Jesus. Now, you and I didn't get to live in that preparation time. So the core idea of Advent is to give us time to move our hearts through that process of anticipation and preparation. And that waiting affects us. Lamentations 3 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Now, what you think of with Advent traditions will depend on your background. Some of us remember lighting candles each Sunday at church or at home with an Advent wreath. And some of us mostly think of opening 24 days of little paperboard doorways to chocolate or Star Wars Legos. Now, those are just good fun. But what they get right about Advent is anticipation. I don't think there's any anticipation in the world quite like a kid at Christmas time. In my house, there's a little wooden snowman with two number cubes that mark the daily countdown to Christmas. My kids race to switch the numbers each morning to move us one day closer. I love it. Now, some might argue that our kids are anticipating the wrong things. True, but they are kids. Of course they anticipate chocolate and Legos. The real question is what changes when we grow up. What you wait for says a great deal about what you value. And the history is interesting here. The oldest records of Advent observation date back to 380 AD in France and a little later in Spain. That predates most of the big church splits by a long shot, which explains why you'll find Advent celebrated across denominations and all over the world. And the candle tradition goes back to the 1830s and a German pastor named Johann Wickern. He worked with poor children in the city of Hamburg, and he wanted to give the kids a reason to look forward to the arrival of Jesus at Christmas. So he built a large wooden wreath with 24 candles, 20 smaller for the weekdays, and 4 large candles for the Sundays. And it worked. Something about waiting for that next candle to light captivated the kids' attention. And anyone who's ever tried to teach kids knows captive attention is gold. And I think God looks at us that way. He values our attention and rewards it. In Isaiah 40, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So what is it we're waiting for at Advent? For Jesus, of course, and not just his first arrival. Advent also looks forward to Jesus' next arrival. Did you know that the song "Joy to the World" was written about his second coming? "Let earth receive her king." So to help us anticipate both arrivals, our Advent plan has two tracks. Every Sunday, we follow the stories leading up to Jesus' birth at Christmas. And every weekday, we follow Jesus through the entire Gospel of Mark, all building up to the promise of his return. We'll get the stories directly from the Bible, and you'll have teachers like me to explain it and guide you through it. That's what Through the Word is all about. So here's the plan. We have 26 days, November 30th to December 25th. Don't worry if you started the wrong day. Just jump in and catch up. The most important days are the four Sundays of Advent, starting December 1st. Each Sunday, we'll light one candle honoring hope, peace, joy, and love, and we'll walk together through the Christmas story in the Bible. And on the weekdays, Mark, which just happens to fit perfectly at one chapter a day. Then Christmas Eve, we'll go back to the birth of Jesus in Luke 2 and close with the wise men on Christmas Day. And every day comes with a 10-minute audio guide to walk you through it. Now, Saturdays are an off day or a makeup day if you need it. Altogether, it's a great plan. I'm so excited for this. Now, you don't have to do all the days. You could just do Sundays and Christmas Eve if you like. But I think you're going to love the full experience. And 10-minute audio works anywhere. So bring Jesus with you. Like Charlie Brown, we will not let commercialism ruin our Christmas. Now, Sundays are special. It's still audio and just over 10 minutes. You can listen on the go, but they're also a great opportunity to slow down. If you're looking for a Christmas tradition for your home, this one is great. Gather a few candles, bring the kids, and listen together. I'd say most kids, fourth grade and up, will understand. And the younger kids, you can help along. I will also occasionally be a little bit silly because I know kids are listening. Like saying, Francisco, because it's fun to say. And a shout out to Francisco. Hey man, a little hint, listen to the end. Parents, this is your chance to harness the power of anticipation with your kids, as God might just do the same with you. And this is definitely not just for kids. Now, for friends and family far away, you can also use the app to follow together. So invite some friends to join you today. There's something powerfully connecting in knowing that thousands of us all over the world will be lighting candles together. Speaking of candles, Advent tradition includes one candle each Sunday, then one more on Christmas Eve. You can use a traditional Advent set and wreath, or improvise. If you'd like a candle every day, it's up to you. And if your Advent smells like cinnamon spice and snickerdoodles, it's all good. If you do have kids with you, those lit candles are a surprisingly effective way to keep them focused while they listen. But kids, hands off. I'll give you clear instruction when we light them together in the guide, and feel free to modify as you see fit. The four Sundays are for hope, peace, joy, and love. We'll talk about the theme, light the candle, then walk through the Bible story. Theme, candle, Bible. And we'll give you a little something to reflect on together. If you do have kids, it's a great time to help them think deeper. Maybe ask their definitions of hope, peace, joy, and love. If your kids say amazing and hilarious things like my kids did, save it. Then bring it back at future Advents. Or you can make a craft out of it. I see you homeschool moms and Sunday school teachers thinking. Or keep it simple and just listen. You and me. And that's it. We start tomorrow. I can't hardly wait to start this Advent together. And I'll close us with one more promise from Isaiah 9. Also given 6 centuries to wait and anticipate. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.